This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The average price for a gallon of gas in Colorado hit $4.02 this week. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says one reason prices are where they are is a slow recovery for domestic oil production, which tanked during the pandemic.
So we have tight supply, rising demand, that leads to rising prices, and we will see those continue well into the summer.
Colorado gas prices have been this high before. The state's highest average price was in 2008 at $4.09 per gallon. Denver lags behind other cities when it comes to eco-friendly trash disposal. Denverite's Kyle Harris says the city is trying to change that.
Denver's launched a plan to double recycling and composting over the next 5 years. If proposals pass, there'd be a new fee for hauling trash, a ban on sending cardboard to landfills, along with composting and recycling mandates for construction crews. Officials say cutting landfill waste by 50% would reduce greenhouse gas emissions as much as taking 600,000 cars off the road. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Governor Jared Polis is asking the White House to speed up the authorization of vaccines for children under age 5. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
About 250,000 children in Colorado are under the age of 5. In a letter to President Joe Biden, Polis asked why the FDA hasn't authorized the Pfizer vaccine for them.
As I hear from so many parents of 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 2-year-olds who say, why does my kid have to wait? It's bizarre. The safety's been demonstrated. And frankly, a reasonable level of efficacy has already been demonstrated for kids that are 0 to 5. So I don't know what's holding the FDA back from simply letting parents decide.
Polis called it immoral to wait any longer when young children are still vulnerable. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Boulder County woman faces charges for her alleged role in starting a small grass fire Tuesday. The fire forced hours-long evacuations in nearby neighborhoods. The county sheriff's office is investigating. Boulder and Metro Denver have highs today close to 80. This is CPR News.